Good morning, Ricky's. Happy Open Line Thursday. We are the Junks coming to you on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians, how you can join their team, go to cropmetcalf.com. You got a four-man Junks show getting you through this Thursday. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes. On Twitter, at CakesFlops on your Instagram. Jason Bishop is sitting directly across from me.
Happy Thursday, buddy.
Happy OLT to you, my friend.
Yep.
John Paul Flame is over there.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello, good morning to you. Eric Pickle over here.
Hey, buddy.
To
morning.
My right. Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I saw the boy. Mizrahi?
Michael Mizrahi.
Took down the
grinder.
WSOP main event.
He grinded it out.
Arguably the biggest name guy to win the main event since like Phil Hellmuth or something, right? Or Johnny Chant. Like, you know what I mean?
Probably right.
Because it's unknown.
I understand that name is not familiar to a lot of people.
No, in the poker world, that's a big name.
But he's a big name in the poker world.
Yeah.
And yeah, he mowed down everybody in front of him. There were two eliminations in the first two hands from the short stacks.
Yeah.
And then he was heads up with a guy who's just honestly just like a random Joe.
It would be like
one of us making the final table and being heads up for $10 million.
Right.
By the way, the guy who finished in second, he pockets $6 million. And he went from, I think, like 29,400 on the all-time USA money list to 163rd.
Yeah,
all time on the money list.
That's a good run.
That's what happens when you get $6 million for second place.
It's a great run.
It's an amazing
run.
Did
any of those guys divulge how much of themselves they had? Anybody at the final
table? I didn't see a lot of the interviews, but
yeah.
I don't think they're going to really discuss that.
Yeah, well, sometimes you've seen stuff like that.
But I'm sure they probably sold off some pieces of themselves.
Yeah, most
it's rare
guys,
that people have 100% of
themselves. Most guys are just going to donk off 10K.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Like rich guys, they just have nothing going on.
Yeah.
But the pros, even the pros, they don't do that.
Right.
So big doings in the poker world. It's very rare that poker leads the show. But
yeah.
Hey,
well, since you were there,
just
figured I'd bring it up.
Were you at any of the tables of the final nine?
No.
Right.
I think I was at a table with a guy that finished like 13th or 14th. I played with him for a couple hours.
Were you impressed with him?
He seemed like a fine player. I mean, nothing about him really stood out, but I just remember playing with him, and then I saw his name late into
I think the most
the main
important
event.
Part, we don't have to talk about it forever, but you playing in the World Series, you never felt like you were overmatched. Like, you felt like you belonged there.
I felt like I could hang, yeah.
You could hang, yeah.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
That must have been a good feeling.
I didn't feel
were
out
you
of
convinced
place.
Of that going in, or is that not even something you pondered?
I mean, it was... I had some doubts.
Yeah.
But once I sat down and realized, look, this is another poker tournament, just on a much grander scale.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to run into some really good players if you make it deep enough.
Like the best
which
players.
I did.
Which the best players you'll ever play.
Which I did.
Yeah.
But I felt like I could hang in this field.
That's great.
Like, I didn't feel like a complete fish out
How
of water.
How long has that been going on, the main event? How many years?
I think it started like in the late 60s.
Wow.
Maybe early 70s.
Yeah.
So it's been going for a long time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congrats to the grinder.
The grinder.
Pocking that 10
Good for
mil.
Him. Good for him.
10 milli.
10 milli. Yeah. Can you imagine having 10 milli just go into your account?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John.
No.
Like, how would you take you? No. You'd get it wired because they.
Oh, yeah. You wire like that.
They could do what you did and just stuff it in your pockets.
Well, I mean, with the amount that I had, you could. But, like, they bring out physically the cash when you get down to the last two players.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's...
And they just stack it up,
I mean, it's almost as wide as
this table. Yeah.
And it's like this high.
I've seen the guy... Who's the guy, Mickey or whatever his name is? You know, he's a degen with all the tattoos. And some people claim he's full of S, but he claims he's beaten all these casinos and banned from them all. I've seen videos before where he claims he's got like $4.5 million from some big score.
Yeah.
He just stuffs them all in like a suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I mean, I guess you could stuff $4 million in a suitcase.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen just take just brick after brick after brick after brick.
Sure.
Like a couple layers of it, and he's walking through a hotel with $4.5 million in a suitcase.
I would feel the most uncomfortable on the planet if I had $1 million like in a duffel bag.
Yeah.
And I'm just strolling through a casino.
Mickey Mace.
I don't know this person.
Yeah, he's a DJ.
Yeah, sounds
probably
like
a liar, too, but. Yeah. Anyway, I've seen videos before, and it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So we have the Open Championship on the TV here. We had our draft throughout the day yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Listen, I won't win, but going in, I feel really confident about my squad. Like, to have Scottie Scheffler and,
well, you should,
and,
yeah,
and Oberg.
Yep.
I mean, I won't win, but it's as good as twosome as I could think I could get.
Top happy. Player in the world, yeah. And I don't know much about Oberg.
And I didn't
Oberg.
Have the top pick. You know, because Drabby just decided he didn't want the number one player in the world.
You probably have two of the top seven favorites.
I was surprised Oberg was still there. I was kind of actually stunned. I had to look at that text thread like four times.
He's
not that I think he'll be, you know, win. He's too young, but maybe.
I just looked at Valdez for my American pick. I was like, who has the best odds for me? I'll take that guy.
And who was
Justin Thomas.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'm sure he'll finish like, you know, T50th.
It
I don't
is
know.
Like impossible to predict. Unless, you know, like when Scotty's winning like four tournaments in a row or something.
Right.
And someone's on a real heater. It's really hard to predict.
I'm glad I didn't take KJ Choi.
Is he in TFL?
Of course. 10 over through
just
15.
Well,
when I woke up
there.
This morning, I got up a little early. When I woke up this morning, Phil was 2 under. And I was like, woo, maybe you can hold on. But I think he's already fallen to 1. Is he even below that yet?
No, he's at 1 under.
Still at 1. That'd be good.
Your boy Scheffler's at 1 under. They're showing him on TV.
Scheffler's on the fourth hole.
He teed off about an hour ago, I think.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Nice. Just don't shoot yourself out of it on day one. One thing that always amazes me, and this is coming from a guy who is terrible with his short game, is especially in the British Open, it's, you know, they play the ball so low to the ground. And their ability to get up and down and make these long putts. Now, I think the greens are usually a little slower.
Oh, they're,
you know,
much
because
slower.
Of the wind.
They're running at about a 10, 10 and a half.
But these guys, they can just, they make such long putts, these long chips. It's just amazing to me.
I'll give the guys.
That's why I don't want to play it, because I know I'd shoot 200.
I'll give the guys maintaining the course credit. I don't know if it's the advancement in the cameras.
They
or
don't look as like, terrible, right?
Usually I just it's not aesthetically pleasing watching the Open because the course is all burned out. It doesn't look like an American. I'm just being an ugly American. Doesn't look like a premier American golf course.
Right.
No, it's not.
But it looks great.
My buddy Tom.
That's where golf was born.
I understand.
You guys all know very, very well. He is he's leaving for Ireland, I think, next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his fifth year in a row. And he's it's like a 10-day trip, and they literally play at all these spots like
I just
10
think
days.
I think it's funny that you know we're sitting at 106 degree heat index today, and these guys are all wearing pullovers, and Fitzpatrick had like a ski cap on.
That's actually
it's beanie season.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I don't like it when it's cold, but like 60, like for golf,
yeah.
Like I'm a vest guy. I love vests.
Yeah. This is the best for me. Yeah.
I like this.
This is primo weather for you.
Again, played yesterday, and just by the ninth hole or so, I felt like I was wearing an extra 10 pounds.
Sure.
Just an extra 10 pounds because my whole entire outfit is soaking wet.
Did you bring a change of clothes?
You know, I did in my locker, but no, I just, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I just got through it, but it's just amazing how much I sweat. Yeah. And I think I always look like I'm going to die.
You're jealous of Drabby, who apparently does not sweat.
I know.
He's a non-sweater.
Don't sweat
people
it.
Do it.
Well, yeah, that turns out
not
my
true.
My trainer heard me say that yesterday.
and then
he pummeled me for an hour.
Oh, he didn't like hearing that. It made him seem like
so
he was
you did sweat yesterday?
I was laying on the mat afterwards, gasping for air.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to sweat during this workout.
Me. Right, right.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, I mean,
I was supposed to play today, and I just told my buddy, texted him this morning. I said, you know what? It's going to be 106 degrees today. Mm-hmm. I said, let's move it to tomorrow because tomorrow is supposed to be about 20 degrees cooler.
Nice.
And less humidity. So I said, let's just move it to tomorrow.
You know, something cool happened yesterday for me. And I've literally never done it before in 40 some years. I didn't have a hole in one, but I hit an okay drive, hit one up against a tree. I had to punch out. And Valdez has done this. I'm sure Jason has too. Mm-hmm. But I hold out on a full swing from 80 yards you know, it was just a full swing lob wedge.
But, did you dunk it or did it bounce?
No, it bounced and rolled. Perfect.
Oh, that's nice.
Never happened to me in my life.
So you hold out for par?
No, I had to hold out for birdie because I had to punch from under a tree.
Oh, you punched it, that's right.
I don't know.
That's nice.
I played 50 years. I've never done it.
Had to feel good.
That's, I've never hold out from 80
from
yards.
From 80 yards, yeah. I've hold out from maybe 40 on like a pitch, but a full swing. I could only imagine what it feels like for a hole-in-one.
Yeah, I just love the fact that
these guys do this all the time.
Live golf on at 6:10 in the morning.
You probably have so many live bets going.
I don't have any bets right now.
Really?
I mean, I'm in
you're shocking.
You have Justin and who?
Roars.
Not bad.
I mean, I'll take Rory playing in his backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth the shot.
Did anybody get his mind? I get him watching any of this stuff leading up where he was interviewed. Was his mindset crap again, or is it fine?
Actually, I've watched Rory.
He sounded fine. I mean,
because remember how like before, like yeah, I just can't wait for the tournament to be over. Right. I just want to get home.
Well,
blah,
I mean,
blah,
if he can't get pumped for the Open in his home country, then. Yeah. Guy doesn't have a pulse.
I know, but it seemed like he's kind of, you know, all these guys searching for meaning. We never really talked about Scotty, and Scotty kind of trying to figure out the meaning of, you know, fleeting success and, you know, what that sort of means in your overall life. I actually could really relate to what Scotty said, not in the sense of being great at anything, but just that, man, you work so hard for things, you look forward to things, and they happen so fleetingly, and then two minutes later, it's over.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, it's kind of a depressing way to think, but I think that way a lot.
I would think that he would treasure a huge win like the Masters or the PGA more than 2 minutes.
He does more than 2 minutes, and he'll always have it to look back on. Yeah. But it is funny how we look forward to things.
Yeah, and then it's over, and then you move on to the next thing. Yeah,
and then you're on the next, and you're like, oh, I wish I was still doing that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's life, man.
It is life.
All right, you're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. Coming up later, Tom Lavero, Washington Times sports columnist. He'll join us. We'll talk about the Nats season, their draft class, and more. That's coming up at 8:45. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. The Commanders add a Hall of Fame name to the defense. We'll tell you who that is if you've slept on it. We'll do that next here on The Fan.